Good morning, my name is Eliphaz Ankrakutin, and I bring you seasonal greetings from the throne of grace. This is Time with Jesus broadcast, and it's coming to you right from House of Prophecy Ministries International. I want to encourage you to subscribe to Willie TV and also subscribe to our podcast, Reverend Dr. Eliphaz Ankrakutin, to download our previous messages and share with others. Go to Facebook, like our page, Reverend Dr. Eliphaz Ankrakutin, and share the video. Let's commit somebody to be blessed by sharing the video. Share the video. Share with somebody on your WhatsApp status, wherever you can share it, a way of spreading the gospel. Another Sunday, and I'm speaking on the subject, how dare you? How dare you? Acts chapter 10, verse 15. It reads, again, a second time, a voice said to him, what God has made clean, you must not call common. In Acts chapter 10, verse 1, we meet Cornelius, a Roman centurion, and an angel of God doing interruption and communication about his salvation. And the angel of God gave the man, Cornelius, direction to a place to locate a man by name Simon Peter. And the name Simon Peter means, I have heard. Write it down. I have heard, or heard of. And the Bible says that this man sent his men to go and bring Peter according to the directives and the orders of God given by the angel to him. Bible says before Peter will receive those guests, he got hungry and sleepy, and he left to the upper room of the house that he was staying. And the scripture says that when he was staying in the upper room, he had a revelation, a vision of animals that were descending from heaven in a sheet or in a plate for him to eat. And with the knowledge and the understanding and the perception of Peter, Peter refused to eat, not only in the flesh, that which was unclean, but also in the spirit. The man was rejecting that which was unclean. Even in the spirit. He knew his rights. He knew what he should do and what not to do, and what to touch and what not to touch. And Bible said that in the verse 15, when the man has refused three times, God told the man that what I God has cleaned, what I God has sanctified, why do you call it unclean? Can I speak to us this morning that there are so many of us in the church, in the body of Christ, who have become so judgmental? We know what somebody is not doing right, but you don't know what you are not doing right yourself. We have become so passionate about people's errors. We have become so enthusiastic about what somebody is doing. Listen to me. Every sin is sin, and every wrong is wrong. The fact that somebody is not doing your kind of sin does not mean that you are righteous. And the very fact that somebody has not noticed what you are doing, and your own sin has not been revealed, and you are living in secret sin, does not mean that you are holy and righteous. Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The scripture says that remove the log in your eyes before you remove the speck in somebody's eyes. I know you are getting furious. It's your own phone. You want to stop the video. Don't try it. I'm speaking to you. There are things that God has not rejected, but you, with your self-righteousness and holiness, you have rejected that thing. With your self-righteousness, you think you are the best. You think you are holy, you are righteous. If God is to judge you today, you find your level and you know your smoothest level. Bible said the other day in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah appeared before the throne of grace, he called himself undone. He called himself unrighteous. You are not too righteous. You are a gossiper, a liar. You don't have temper. You talk out of anything. You get angry quickly. One of the things that made God killed Moses was not because Moses fornicated, but it's because Moses got angry. How dare you judge somebody when you have not judged yourself? You are judging men of God. You are judging your brothers, your sisters, the chorister, the prayer warrior. You are judging them. Have you finished judging yourself? You are too big, too proud, too arrogant. Eh? Because today you are wearing long skirts. When somebody will wear short skirts, you have the big mouth to criticize. What about the lies, the gossiping you did in your house? Have you finished with that? Don't get angry. I'm correcting you today. How dare you? You are a serious gossiper. And you are talking about a serious fornicator. Bible says, for all, including the pastor on the pulpit, have sinned. You drink. You are just like Noah. Noah drank in his tent. You have been drinking in your bedroom. Drinking to eat fufu. Just one bottle. You drink at Peteshi. And come and stand in the church and behave as if you are an angel. You insult your husband. You maltreat your wife. And when you come to church, you are a holy angel. And you have the guts to blackmail others and to speak to others anyhow. Are you sure you are genuine? Bible says, and God said, what I have cleansed, let no man call unclean. You are not too wise than God. If God wants to deal with a sinner, let God deal with that sinner. You are not the right person to deal with the sinner. God bless you. I want to tell you, still subscribe to Willie TV. Reverend Dr. Eliphaz Ankrakutim on podcast. And Reverend Dr. Eliphaz Ankrakutim on Facebook. And you can share this video. And if you want to interrupt with me, call me on 027-000-1002. If you are not born again, I'm giving you the privilege to be born again. Say, Lord Jesus, today I am a sinner. I know I have sinned against you. Forgive me and write my name in the book of life. If you're also backsliding, I want to pray for you that the God of this house and the God of this church and the God of this mission will restore you in Jesus' name. I call it done. See you next week as you share the video and let somebody also get blessed. Bye-bye.